Bonjour, je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
any, go.
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut
now,
what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents' guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.
Why is your thing buttoned up all the way, Dennis?
I'm a golfer.
Oh.
That's what golfers do?
You're doing a character?
Not really. But this is a golf shirt. You want to see my hickeys, Kev? It would be weird if I had a bunch of hickeys.
That would be
been
very,
married
yeah.
for 6 years. Same girl for 13 years.
Damn, dude. My podcast muscles are like,
I know.
Like, they've like degenerated. It's weird.
Not me. I never lose it.
Oh, you stayed pretty sharp, Owen.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's probably because every conversation for Owen is so awkward that he feels like he's on a podcast. He just
That is pretty accurate. Yeah, I get done talking with someone. I was like, man, I felt like I just did a podcast.
All right, should we get into this? George is already texting.
I'm just waiting to be introduced.
You're not getting introduced.
Well, you can say he's here.
No,
George
people
is
get
here.
It. Yeah.
George is here.
Good to be back.
Don't you
want to
give a life update? That's what you normally do.
Yeah. All right, George, give us a quick life update.
I'm engaged. I live in Cincinnati now. That's about it.
Boring.
So boring.
Old news.
Were you engaged last time you were on the podcast?
I don't think so. I don't think I've been back since
like 2 Survivors ago.
No, we did the 2024 picks.
Oh, shit. That was a good episode.
That was a good episode.
That was a fun one to record.
It's funny because I just saw Furiosa. Loved it. It's kind of like all these things are coming to fruition.
That it's crazy that movie did not do well at the box office.
I heard it's better. Oh wait, Kevin told me it's better than for.
Oh, no, I heard it's good. It just didn't do well at the box office.
They said it. They waited too long in between. Like it almost like people forgot about the other one. So like they weren't as amped to go see the sequel.
Well, did it need? Yeah. Is it tied together, the movies, or are they?
Funny enough, yes. I found out it's a complete prequel. But when I had seen Mad Max 9 years ago, and I didn't even know it was a prequel. I watched this thing entirely like it was its own movie. And Megan's like, "What? Are you serious? Like that character was like the main plot of the original."
Yeah, but I feel like the vibe of the original Mad Max and these new ones where they have all these crazy, like, I guess, I don't know. I've only seen the first Mad Max, which it wasn't really like.
You haven't seen Fury Road?
No, I've seen that one too.
Oh, okay. I've been thinking a lot about Mad Max because I ate at a sandwich shop called Valhalla. And then there's a part in Fury Road where he says, "I'll meet you at the gates of Valhalla." And I just can't get that out of my head. I just keep repeating it. And when I was at the barber shop just now with Jack, they were talking about Valhalla sandwiches. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I got to get away from this fucking word. Well, George left already.
This weekend, the Freaks plus Honorary Freak George are partaking in the Andy Classic Memorial Golf Outing. Shout out to the late Andrew Nolan. Owen, what is up with the shitty website for this golf outing?
There's actually 2 different. I was looking at today.
I'm trying to find it right
domains.
Now, actually.
There's 2 different domains, and the other issue is that they don't have the security certificate installed correctly.
Okay, so I didn't put it together. Don't Don't do Tab, this. This is the don't wrong do one. This to me.
This yeah, is that the is, wrong
that's
one.
Old. That looks.
That's
that
the old one.
That's see, why is... you're saying this. 2023. Can you even read?
Go down
it?
To the third link. Go
wait,
down,
I, lo- like, go I love this though. Wait, no, because first of all, it's like all in like sand or like what's the font that everybody makes fun of?
Comic Sans.
Comic Sans, and then you get to this like banner, and it's. Says local based company, satisfaction guaranteed, affordable pricing on all Cleveland garages. And then the picture says, this hole is sponsored by the Dirty Dozen Fantasy Football League in loving memory of the Pittsburgh Feelers. Like, what the fuck is happening?
I think they copied this from like a plumber's website.
Oh, yeah. But, and they just didn't finish it.
Yeah, that type also, no- though, that probably was someone that is a sponsor and they're inputting that information. And then that information didn't come up.
Oh yeah,
correctly.
And then you and yeah. then you try to get to the regular one.
No, so click advance and then proceed. Okay. They don't have the security certificate. So.
There we go. Oh, see, we that's not them. Bad. I don't know why you think that that's bad. I was gonna say I didn't put it together. The only thing that isn't good is where you can't see like your who's playing and being able to pay for it on there. So site looks good.
This looks a lot better than yeah. It's yeah. definitely a step up.
They just
but Dennis just needs it to have the security certificate. Otherwise, it's a bad website.
Well, yeah, look,
the security.
People...
You got to get the security certificate.
That's a pretty important thing, Owen. People can't access it.
Did you see how Kevin clicked it and it said "Do not access" and you had to like bypass it weirdly? You know what? Don't give us. I don't really care. No security certificate.
Yeah,
you don't get one. Revoke.
Oh, I love that I can go to the admin. What happens if I log in?
We try to log in. Oh yeah, good call, Kevin. What's your password? Ooh, yeah, looks pretty secure to me. Kevin tried logging into the mainframe.
I can't remember.
Got denied.
I can't remember my password. It's either big boobs or big tits, and it's throwing me off.
Try big boobies
with like a capital Z. I and a Z. Okay, all right. So, anyways, we have two goals today for this podcast. One is to figure out, we are all partaking in this golf outing this weekend, and we want to strategize and be ready for it. Every year we've done this for the past 2 or 3 years, and we came in unprepared. Our other goal is to put together a kick-ass golf scramble playlist. Dennis, did you forget about that?
I completely forgot about
that. I'm gonna be scrolling quite a bit.
I thought Dennis would have latched on to that. Like, I thought that he would have loved that.
It wasn't obscure enough for him to care.
I was worried about the actual strategy. I got a lot planned in that.
All right, well, it's gonna be even greater to see Dennis try to come up with some playlist songs off the cuff.
I'll ride your guys' wave. Whatever wave you got, I'll ride it.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like we're going to have some Tame Impala. What's the Tame Impala wave song? I love that song.
It's on the playlist.
Never.
It's the first song.
And George, you are here, correct?
Yeah. George is trying to big time us like he's at a business meeting. He keeps pressing the mute button.
Yeah, don't you also feel like you're on your knees in front of George? Like,
yeah, his angle, the angle he's at is like he's sitting on like a luxury couch, and we're like 6 inches below his waist, and it looks like he's like big timing us. Like,
please, yeah. George, please come on our podcast. Tell us all your strategies.
We'll do anything, George.
I've told you guys before. Visuals on a podcast is terrible podcasting. You guys are looking at a website, looking through it, trying to describe it, and makes for a terrible listen.
Well, who cares?
That is true. We forgot about that, okay?
All right. Well, tell that to our 50,000 listeners that tune in every single week, except when we don't release a podcast for 2 weeks in a row.
Nobody notices, surprisingly.
And I apologize for the angle. I was moving closer to my router because I was only getting like 96%. Now I have 99. So,
oh,
I love how I can see your leg in the right corner with like the hair on it.
Oh, like, I thought that was part of his couch.
I can move it up so you can see more of it.
All right, Kevin, kick this off.
All right. I wanted to ask you guys one quick preliminary question because I think Dennis is going to love this. So I just got done golfing with my coworker, Jack, great guy. And he had a cool Bluetooth speaker that was magnetic and it attached to the golf cart that also told you the distance to the pin. Have you seen these, Dennis? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Dennis, do you have one? You have one? Why not?
I don't have one.
Well, you were in charge of speakers this year because last year, if you don't remember, Dennis was like, don't worry, guys. I got the speaker on. I have it. And he came and it was this really cool speaker where you could detach it. So you could give one cart one speaker, the other cart another one. Yeah. Plays the same thing. It died on the first hole. So we had no music the whole time.
I forgot to charge it.
Dennis is known for having just like the shittiest speakers. Like I remember he had this one that he loved that like was like a slinky speaker. Do you remember what I'm talking about? It was like you could like compress it to like a tiny speaker and then you opened it up.
To like a finish. It was like this big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like the shittiest sound quality.
Yeah. I actually forgot. I was thinking, I'm like, do I have a speaker? I don't think I've used that thing since that golf outing. I think I never took it out of my bag.
Okay,
or something.
So someone else needs to be in charge of a speaker because I don't think we can trust...
speaker.
Okay, so I'll take one on the plane and bring it.
Let me look for one.
Okay. The entire premise of this podcast is relying on us having a speaker. So let's try to figure that out. I might buy one if we need. So my first question on our golf scramble strategy, and this is probably the most important question because this scramble, as the website stated, is a shotgun start. Will we be shotgunning beers on the first hole? Dennis?
Yes.
Owen?
I don't think so. No, it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I'm not worried about the time. I just think we'll probably do it on the second tee. Yeah, so it's not much of a scene.
Yes, we're also going to get nervous. We're going to be like, first hole, we got to start off good. So let's get a good shot and then reward ourselves. We're big on not doing anything. I don't know how to say this. We need a reward.
I agree. Like you need to discipline yourself that you don't celebrate until you've done something worth celebrating. I agree with that. And I think we should come out and get a birdie or par on the first hole. And if we do, then we celebrate our shotgun start.
It's a par five, isn't it?
Well, it's a shotgun start. So we don't know where we're going to be.
Oh, I didn't know what that meant.
So shotgun start.
I get it.
Well, George, you said we're bad podcasters, so we got to tell the audience. The shotgun start is for
golf. Why don't we just show them the website, Owen?
Yeah, shotguns.com.
Show the definition.
You guys, is everybody reading this?
Everyone starts on a different hole at the same time.
That's understood. It. Wait, quick question. Do you guys actually put this on YouTube so listeners have an option?
Yep.
But it
is on
YouTube.
We got a real robust YouTube. A lot of followers. Subscribers, about 50,000.
Wait, pull it up. Let's look at it.
Don't have 50,000
listeners, 50,000 subscribers.
It's on YouTube, but you don't see any visuals, so don't worry about that.
I do have another question, though, because I'm debating, like, last year I had a drive myself, and it kind of put a damper on it because I couldn't drink that much, and I also got pulled over on the way there.
I remember
kinda
that.
It freaked me out a little bit. Are you guys going to be – how much alcohol are you going to be consuming?
Let's save that question.
Oh, okay.
Parking Unless you lot. Want to address it
no,
now.
No, let's address it now. Kevin's not going to dictate this. I don't know how much I'm going to drink, though. I have obligations after, unfortunately, where we can't hang out like we've done the other times.
Do you have a ride?
I do have a ride, from what I know.
Okay. You'll be drinking my father. A good amount then.
Yeah. Kevin? Yeah, I guess that's the answer. I'll drink enough, and I'm not worried about it.
I'm going to drink enough. I'm not going to get effed up. Because I want to golf well, but I will drink enough to where I'm feeling good for 18 holes of golf. Yes, like I want to just feel
so like just 10 like 10 beers. You think for you
10 beers and 18 holes sounds about right. Yeah,
that's a small amount. One Jello shot.
My brother Ryan sent me a meme today. It was from Twitter. It was of Joe Biden just like smiling weird, and it was
I saw this.
When you're on the 11th beer and you throw in two Zins, and that's the feeling I'm searching.
Yeah. That was on my timeline too. I wonder if that was because of ours too.
Speaking of Zins, is there still a big shortage?
Okay. Yes, it's insane. I just got
okay.
Sixes
you have some.
Come to every urinal I've ridden.
I really want to. I really want to try one, and the golf outing is a perfect time to try it. So, Kevin, I'm really relying on you to have some for us to try.
There's a place about 25 minutes from me that still has the sixes, and don't worry, I'll stop there. I'll load up before the.
You're not loaded up now, though. How do you know they're going to be there?
They might not, but I'm going to have a long stretch of I-71 to find them. So don't you worry.
Okay, back to Dennis's question. He seemed to want some answers.
I want to know George's alcohol consumption plan.
I'm in the same boat as Owen. I have obligations, and I think my dad's going to drive me because he's also playing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We need to get your dads playing, Dennis and Kevin.
But to just finish my answer, Dennis, 8 and 8.
16
beers?
No, 8 Miller Lights, 8 Jello shots.
Oh, okay.
That is a good amount, I think.
Those Jello shots don't do anything. Those
dude, last year they were very strong. They fucked us up. Billy Constantino, I think, made it, and it was like 1-1, and he probably did like 5-1 or something.
Wait, can I shout out my joke really quick to Billy Constantino? It was really funny. Basically, Billy Constantino was asking Dennis where he lives. And he was like, Dennis was like, oh, I live in Fairview Heights. And Billy Constantino was like, who's like this notoriously positive guy. He was like, oh my God, that's such a great neighborhood. I love that. That's so good for you. Like, that's amazing. And I overheard that conversation. So I walked up to him and I was like, I was thinking in the back of my head, like, what's the worst neighborhood in Cleveland? Like, I was like, oh, Glenville. So I was like, what's up, Billy? Dude, I just moved to Glenville. I wanted to hear what he said. And he was like, oh my God, that's such a great neighbor.
He's the most positive guy, though. He'll shake your hand to death, but positive.
A strong shake, too.
Yeah.
Strong shake. All right. So my first real question about our scramble strategy. Where are we ranking currently in terms of golf skills? Owen, I would assume, never golfs. George golfs rarely. He's went to the range with me, but he has a simulator in his building now. Dennis golfs frequently. I'm going to put Dennis at our number one.
That's fair.
I'd agree.
I haven't golfed that much this year, though. It's been like 3 weeks at least. Last time I golfed.
That's more than I've golfed. And I think you're a better player than Kevin is overall. Although he has a hole in one, we can't discount that. I think you're overall better and you have some practice. So I think you're number one, Dennis. So if we fail, man. It was, you know, whose fault it was.
Dennis is definitely our ace. George, no discredit.
That is pathetic. We have no chance if I'm the best one.
George, no discredit. I think Owen is number two just because I remember watching him in high school and he was really, really good. Like he could just put the ball wherever he wanted and was like doing funky things with it.
Owen's ball striking in high school was incredible. I mean, all of his shots were just like poof, up in the air, perfect sailing.
He was like talking about spin and I was just trying to hit the ball.
Man, that is the best compliment I've ever gotten. Thanks, guys.
I do feel like Owen with a year of consistent practice would probably be like a 10 handicap.
Yes,
where
definitely.
I play a lot and I'm like 18, so bogey golf. So
I'm putting George at number three just because I just saw him at the range the other day and he was hitting it consistently. And George doesn't play a lot.
You think you're – I feel like you're playing all the time.
I
really
am.
Think you're number – you're a four guy?
Yeah, I definitely – I have a complicated history with golf right now, and it is – I'll explain it shortly.
He's got a lot on his mind.
Okay. Well, Kevin, I would just argue that a little bit because I haven't putted or chipped in a long time, so I do think you'd outscore me right now for sure.
When's the last time you played 18 holes, George?
With you guys 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was good. Mine was a year ago at this outing. So,
oh man, you haven't golfed in a year?
No,
shit. This
so
is
Kevin
be...
and I are the only ones golfing.
That's why I'm like, dude, you're putting me as a. And if you remember, 2 years ago, I was the worst on the whole team. I couldn't hit anything. Last year, I did well. So we did okay. We didn't have a bad score last year. We thought we might be in the race, but the winner was like 14 under. I think we were even.
But we also had.
Yes, I guess Mr. B.
Who's comparable to, I would say, me. And so it's not like we're two great golfers.
Mr. B is so good and so bad at the same time. Like, I will watch him like hit the most perfect easy swing drive 375 yards. And then the next thing, I'll just watch him chunk it into the water. It's insane. I don't understand his mental game.
Golf's hard, man. It doesn't matter. It's unless you have it locked in.
Yeah.
God, as soon as you have one bad shot and you follow it up with another bad shot, it's over.
He's also someone that the alcohol is very tempting. And so you start drinking a few of those and he sees like Kevin drinking them, me, Owen. He's going to down them and then his concentration's gone. So it starts talking about very conservative things. So
I think that answered my question. So you guys haven't been practicing much for this.
No.
I have not been practicing a ton for this specifically. I am going on a golf trip with my brothers at the end of June in Michigan. And we're playing with a bunch of guys who are pretty good at golf. So like I am laser focused on trying to get good for that.
Is your brother good though? Are either your brothers good?
Ryan is solid. Matt's solid. Like they don't play that much, but like they can show up and probably compete with you and Mr. B.
Oh, sounds like a challenge. Okay.
Yeah. So they're solid. Like they just can, you know, consistently hit the ball. So I, 2 weeks ago, took a lesson to try to get ready for this trip. And I just started golfing again 3 years ago. And I just like, you know, I've been doing 3 years of my own work trying to figure this out. I took this lesson 2 weeks ago. Guy completely reset my entire swing. So now I'm scrambling to try to figure this out.
I was just going to tell you that is the worst time to start trying to get a golf instructor is before something big. So change things. You'll get in your head. You'll start doing something weird and it's impossible to go back.
Yeah. So right now where I'm at, I've been hitting the range almost every day, every other day. I golfed yesterday. I golfed tonight. I'm either hitting the world's best shot or I'm missing the ball. So it's going to be a crapshoot.
That's great. It's a scramble though. So.
Yeah. It's going to be
good. Don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'll be good in a
scramble. What did you shoot today?
I couldn't even keep the score adequate.
Okay. Those are the worst rounds. I hate when that happens. That's a big reason why I don't play. It's so expensive out here. And if I go out and have a terrible round, it's like I just spent over $100 to have a miserable time.
No, Cincinnati, it's $23, so I'm okay.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about like Ohio. I'm sure in Seattle people are like, we got the best golf courses or something like that. And it's like, yeah, but you gotta pay fucking $100 to go out. I can go to
somewhere beautiful.
It's so shitty.
Yeah,
but I would rather play shitty course. And
sure,
just
me too. I would love to play shitty $30 course that is quick, but it's like long enough, you know.
Yeah,
not a par three course.
Yeah. So, anyways,
Kevin, what is your big fear of going out there in front of all these guys? Is it like holding people up? Is it tarnishing the Stuzinski golf name? What? What is it?
No, I now that I took this lesson, I can actually hit a drive, which is really nice. Like before that, I was like sail it to the right. Now I can actually hit it straight. It's not
We need that. That is key. So if you feel confident with your drives going straight, you should be number one.
Are we getting into our strengths and weaknesses already?
Let's go.
Yeah. My biggest weakness right now is like if I'm hitting a 4-iron or 5-iron, it's either going to be like straight down the middle or in like 200 yards or just hit the ground 7 yards. So
I think how often are you hitting at those clubs? So
I feel like a 4-iron, 5-iron I hit very rarely.
I'll hit a 5-iron. I won't even touch a 4-iron, but I'll hit a 5-iron.
I don't even have a hybrid or a 3-wood in my bag. So it's just like, it's either driver and then the next up is 4-iron.
What is your best iron?
7. I can hit a 7 straight down the middle anytime.
I've learned
George with the birthday balloons. How did you do that? Oh no!
I have no idea. I have no idea how I'm doing.
Wait, why is that happening?
George artificial intelligence that just whenever he's happy, it just throws fireworks.
That's good news for us. Those fireworks, that's a sign.
But yeah, so I think I'm the worst golfer. Like my final score is going to be bad, but I will be able to contribute some really solid shots.
Wait, so what is your weakness? The long irons?
I would say the long irons are the toughest. Yeah.
Okay.
Chipping's good. Putting's good.
Chipping was really good until I took a lesson. Now I can barely barely hit the ball, but if I hit it, it's good.
Chipping is important. That's going to be one of our most, because I recall us not hitting greens in regulation very often. And we were always hitting par, or we were holding our breath to do a one putt par.
Yeah. And we were always shooting really long putts.
Need to get close. We need to get on the green so we could give ourselves a chance with putting. And if we can't, we need some strong chippers. And I am a very strong chipper if I have my clubs. So to get into my strengths and weaknesses, my strengths are playing with my own clubs. My weaknesses are playing with not my own clubs. But last year before we played, I hit the range and I knew I hit everything. 2 years ago, I didn't do that. So things were a nightmare. So if I know exactly how I hit everything, I could play. But when it comes to chipping, I don't have a good, I won't have like a 60 degree or a 56 degree in my bag. I'm just going to have like a sand wedge and a pitching wedge. And I need one of those.
Dennis, what are you working on?
Dennis, are you typing? You should type notes for us so we could remember when we're up, like who's good at this.
This is what I'm doing.
You should print it out for us so we could go back to the map and be like, look, Owen said he's good here. So Owen should do it.
Well, Owen, I do need a little better.
Strengths.
Yeah, your actual strengths.
Kevin has a problem with long irons. I'm confident with my 5 and 6 iron, 4 iron, I probably won't touch. So if we're 200 and less, I'm confident that I could get it either there or very close. Confident with my driving, I'll have a decent driver. I'm not that consistent, but if I just need to do something, I could put it out there. Okay. But Kevin, weakness with his driver, I think is going to help us out. But I think if we have two decent drivers on there, we're good. Putting's a shit show for me. I don't have a putter. The putter I had last year is all fucked up, so I had to use one of your guys' putters. So if I'm going to ask to see if I could use my brother's, just that way I have one and then it's consistent. But putting's going to be, that is what's going to kill us.
All right, Dennis, if you don't mind, can I rifle through a couple more questions so we can get to the playlist?
No, we should go over more strategy. I'm not ready for the playlist.
We got to one concrete thing to do.
No, we're going over a lot more, Kevin.
Kevin tells me to put all these strategies together. He hasn't even asked me for any of my strategies.
I know. I have like 15 more things to go over before we get a playlist.
I know. Together. And it's like, let's get to the playlist. Yeah.
Well, let the playlist. Why don't we just do the playlist rapid fire at this point? Let's just.
Yeah. Okay.
I actually want to win this thing. So I want to get real strategy meeting here.
All right. Should we cancel the playlist?
Maybe.
No, just hold it for a second.
It's 7 o'clock, Kevin. We have until 8. Well, 10 o'clock, your guys' time.
It's late here, man.
I know, but we always are ending at
8. All right. 8 or 11. George, let's hear your strengths and weaknesses.
Okay. My strengths are positive vibes.
That's true.
Plug those in.
We really need that. We need that.
Good. Wait, why was there no animation with that?
Must be broken. I'm glad you like that one because my other strength is words of affirmations.
Okay.
Is this helpful, Dennis?
It might not work well in my formula, but we'll see.
I think that these are important, though. George will keep
they're very important. High.
Okay, my last strength, bump and runs.
Oh,
that's good. If we have a long chip, a lot of green in front of us, George is the guy.
Well, Oh, and I'm like the opposite of you. I don't like to use like wedges. I rather just like pull out like a 7-iron and putt with it.
Ooh, put another strength in there for me. I could get us out of tight situations.
Oh,
I feel like I'm good at rescuing out of certain spots.
Put that strength in there for me too, because I feel the same way. Like I'm so used to just like being in between 9 trees and like getting
If we're in between 9 trees, we're kind of fucked. I'm not gonna lie. There's no way I'm getting us out of there. I'm hitting six of those trees on the way out.
And Dennis, just for my weaknesses, I'd probably say putting, driving, irons. And stamina. I usually kind of give up on golfing at like 12 or 13.
Yeah, George. So if for those that are listening, which is just everyone, 2 years ago, George put on sandals, flip-flops halfway through. That's the type of vibes he's bringing. But when he put those flip-flops on, things changed for us for the better.
It's nice to have George back on our team. I'm excited.
I am too. This is the crew.
In my defense, though, it was like hole 15, and my dogs were barking. I wasn't used to wearing shoes a lot back then.
It is a long day, I feel like, to play the many holes, but it's fun. But
and it's always hot. Like, is there any chance of rain this weekend?
I haven't looked.
Right now, it's supposed to be beautiful. It's supposed to, knock on wood, it's supposed to be like 73 and like partly sunny.
We don't have any excuses. I will say this, though. You put me on a par 3. There's a 90% chance I'm going to hit a hole in one.
That's true. I was going to say, Kevin's going to get a hole in one. It's going to be okay.
Kevin, of the par threes that you've landed the ball on first shot, how many have you had hole in one on the green? What do you really think?
In my lifetime, I have probably landed 5 par threes on the green and hit one hole in one.
That's pretty good. That's 20%.
Yeah.
So we just need you to get on the green. We should just, you know, use that number, 20% hole in ones.
Before we get does anyone have a range finder?
Yeah, I got one.
That needs to be charged and ready to go. We cannot go without that. Other teams are all going to have that, and that is the biggest leg up out of any.
I have no idea what my range is with any of my clubs, though.
No, me too, George. It's like that range finder.
We're going to go to the range before we go out, and you're going to document what you hit where. A rough estimate. Hit five balls of each club and be like, most of them landed in this range. That's what I'm going to go for that.
I was golfing earlier this evening, and there was like a 140-yard par 3 or whatever. The guy I was golfing with pulled out a pitching wedge. I had my 6-iron. Shit doesn't even fucking matter. It's just like
it does matter. It doesn't matter what the other guy's hitting. This is one thing we have to remember. Don't say, hey, what are you hitting? And then go, fuck.
Yeah.
I think I need to change to this. Because we're all gonna hit things differently. We're gonna be same boat. Now if I grab like a 5-iron and you guys are grabbing like a sand wedge, there's some discrepancy there that maybe we should address, but
I want to state
stick
Megan,
to what you hit.
Megan didn't think this pod would be interesting. And I'm like, I can't imagine a podcast that a guy would rather listen to than just like talking about this shit. This is such like guy material.
I do have a question though, just to know your range. 7-iron, how far are you hitting that? For me, it's about 160.
That's my 150 club is a 7-iron.
Yeah.
7-iron?
Yeah.
180, 190.
Whoa.
My
big guns.
Hulk Hogan over here.
Six, big dogs.
6-iron, I do 200.
You didn't say it right. You should say, I'm hitting it, brother.
Okay, with the clubs you're using, though, there.
Probably pretty close. I don't think they shave off that much.
Oh, wow. Damn. All right. I'm going to be ranging this.
So don't look at what I'm hitting.
I love how Kevin just told us he hit a 6-iron for 140-yard par 3 today.
I didn't even get it to the green. I didn't even get it to the green. But it was straight as fuck.
It's 7, though. Next, just use the 7 next time.
That's true. I feel confident with that.
That's going farther. George?
7? Probably like 140, 145.
Oh, okay, you guys aren't way off then.
trying to pull up. Can someone try to see if they can find the actual course?
Oh, I have it. Yeah.
You have the actual, like, the layout 1 through 18. You should put that on the screen if we have it. And we could just talk, like, something about how we're going to hit certain things.
Oh, wait. Who's going to talk? Who's going to talk to audience through what the hole's like?
Yeah, this is a good podcast.
We go, this is a dog leg right. It's X amount of yards. Everyone can imagine that that's a golfer.
Okay, Owen. Owen's got it. I just want to make sure someone was owning that.
We're never going to get to the playlist.
We'll just rapid fire the songs you wrote down at the end, and then we'll actually listen to it.
Yeah, we won't play them. But Owen and Dennis are going to be like, we need to listen to them.
No, we need to figure out our strategy. I'm with Dennis. I want to win this fucking thing. And if we're not winning it, I want to come out with a score that we're proud of.
I want to be under 10.
10? 10? 10 over 10? Dude, if
no,
we
no,
are
under
10 under,
10. I want to be 10. Yeah.
10 under would be that's competing with potentially winning it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what we gotta do.
Wait, statement and a question.
If we're three under, I'm happy. If we're even or worse,
I want 10 under.
Okay, 10 under.
No way in hell are we winning this. So let's just drop that.
All right, can we kick George off
kick
this team right now?
Yeah, we can. Okay. There's actually an option to kick him off of this. Hang on.
Hold on.
Go to the website.
Question. My question is, who's riding with who? Because I think that's a big part of our strategy. And I'll start by saying, I don't think Kevin and I can ride together because we'll just enable one another out there.
Yeah,
I'll ride with you, George.
All right, with Dennis. You gotta have the worst with the best.
We need to figure. But if we have two team members that are hitting things in the exact same area, well, it doesn't matter. It's a scramble. We just gotta pick up those balls anyway.
That's true.
Doesn't matter.
All right, almost got my formula. So
I'm riding with whoever has the music of this killer playlist that we put together.
I'll have the speaker.
Dennis's speakers are always like a speaker you get from a dentist. It's like, thanks for coming in. Here's a speaker.
Exactly. They're airline headphone quality. Yeah.
It's something like my father-in-law would pull out and be like, listen, my new speaker. Like, I'm supposed to be impressed by it.
Yeah.
He's more amazed that he can play music from his phone, but it's like trying to justify with the speaker.
And it says Wells Fargo on it.
It's Tamawigo brand.
All right. So my strength and weaknesses, I'm with George after like 12 holes, no matter if I'm playing well or not, I'm over it. So we gotta be winning. Strength. I would say my iron's pretty good. Putting's been really good.
Dude, your driving was great the last time we played.
Yeah. Dennis is solid. I think that's why Kevin put you at number one. You're well-rounded, good enough to get all of the things done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Dennis, you
I would say
me
chipping.
Something 2 years
I am horrible at chipping though. I 50% I duff it. I cannot chip. Like
I'm
close,
good at chipping
within
I'll take
10
care
feet.
Of that.
Okay. So everyone did their strengths and weaknesses.
Wait, can I say one thing really quick? If we're within 10 feet of the green, let's all just fucking putt. I know we're gonna want to get confident. And like, oh, I'm going to practice. I'm going to chip. Let's all putt.
That's where my bump and runs come in, though.
Jerry, that's his strength. We let George hit a bump and run first, then the rest of us putt.
I think that's fair. Yeah. Or we all just like bump and run it. Like, we can't try to. George got another.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
It's amazing. Artificial intelligent things. George, pretend to jerk off for a second. I want to
I know what goes on the highlight reels.
Busted. Damn, I cannot find the course. So
type in Mallow Creek the Woods.
Oh,
but you have to go
shit.
Through each page.
We forgot to cover the most important topic.
Oh, I got it.
What are we wearing to this thing?
Okay, I'm with George. George, are you texting? I'm not coordinating shit with you guys. I'm wearing whatever I have.
And what was that?
Little thong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look fucking hot, guys.
This lacy little thing.
Western hydrodynamics.
Oh, dude! I actually. So I looked into trying to quickly order a custom made hat, and I was gonna make these ugly trucker hats that said Western Hydro Dynamic, whatever. But I never.
Dennis,
I
just spit up all over my computer because that was so funny.
That would be good. That's fine. You guys like the hat. You just want to admit it.
Just because George is looking for a hat too. You find one, George?
I know. And I was like,
I did buy that hat.
Oh, you did? We were all fucking with you. We hate that hat.
No, that was a good hat.
I'm joking.
That was a good hat. I saw that hat come up too when I was looking, but I didn't know that was the vibes. So.
I was looking for a two-tone, so I'm pretty happy. But hold on, I have a great strategy for us, I think, that will really motivate us if you're soliciting at this point, Kevin.
I am.
So I think I mentioned before that my dad's playing in this. He's got a group. And I think growing up, it's safe to say that my dad was not the warmest dad. Kind of scared some people.
He's cold.
But now, in his old age, he's really warmed up. I don't know if it's retirement or becoming a grandparent, but he's got a really cheerful disposition these days. But he's a little old school, and he still doesn't like to hug other guys. He's more of a handshake guy. So I say, if we lose to my dad's foursome, when you guys say goodbye, you have to try to hug him.
No, I think we do is we hug him before the match because yes. throw him off.
Yeah,
you're saying he's gonna win. You said he thinks he's gonna play 12 under.
Well, there's two things my dad is saying. He said at first he thinks they'll go 7 to 10 under, and then he said if they're allowed to play from the old man tees,
no,
they will win.
No, they're not. And if we find out that they're cheating.
He said they're all over 65, but he gets it if they can't. But
no. Everyone plays. It's all from the white tees. It's from the white tees. That's what they got to play. This is a young buck outing. He was an add-on, so he's not going to screw us here.
Wait, can I do you guys one better? I think this is a great strategy. I think not only should we show up and hug George's dad, I think we should hug every person we say hi to, because it's gonna throw them so fucking off. They'll be like, why the fuck did Dennis hug me,
dude? There's no way we already have to face all these people that we have a podcast. They'd be like, I saw your guys' podcast,
and nobody then we have to hug it.
Dude, people have seen.
You guys don't all put right. the videos on YouTube. Nobody saw.
Yeah,
it.
We do. We got so many followers, George.
I'm committing it. I'm committing to it. Every person I greet, I'm gonna hug, and it's gonna throw them off.
Can we talk about other teams? I think this is the strategy. We just have to get in the other team's head. So we got Mr. B has a team with.
We don't need to worry about that team.
No, they have one of the best golfers ever played with.
Who?
What's ET?
What's his name? What ET? No. Who? Yeah. Who else is on his team though? You need more than one. Really good player. Is Drew any good?
No.
Okay.
I mean, he's okay.
He's not bad.
He'd be top in our team, I would say. Yeah.
Name all of their handicaps.
Or all right, Drew is probably
one has autism. Yeah, one is dyslexic.
One's afraid of change.
Oh, golf handicaps?
yes, that's what I meant. But these are good to know as well. No, I really want to know what is ET's handicap, if you were to say it.
I bet he's a 10.
Okay, he's not that good. There's people much that are definitely going to win. So I'm not.
But I'm saying he's a 10, or Mr. B is an 18. I think he's with, who else is he with? I think he's with Henry, who's probably like a. He belongs to a country club. He's probably like a 2018. And then who's the last one?
Dude, BT? We're fine. We've played this course how many times? How many times have they played it? They don't know it as well as we do.
Mr. B a lot.
And I think we have we like I said, last year we were even. Our biggest problem is we couldn't close. As long as we start closing some birdies. We have a shot.
We need to feed Mr. B as much alcohol as possible.
That's what
that's
I
he will.
He's like he's infect. You've been out with Mr. B when he's drunk. It gets in your head. It's not a good feeling. So he infects other people. So if we can get him really drunk, start infecting other people, getting people's heads. Even like your guys' dads are like, what is wrong with this guy? That's what we need. That's what we need to happen.
Okay. That's fair.
So I did have a whole ChatGPT thing. I wrote this whole thing out.
No.
All your strengths and weaknesses in.
I thought I uploaded the algorithm log.
Me too. I thought it was I uploaded
the scorecard. It's just not working.
We need some, before Dennis gives this out, because it seems like it's going to take some while, we need some punishments. That'll keep us, I think we need to make like Dennis walk. Walk a whole hole if he screws up. if we do something wrong, we gotta be punished for it. If we say we're gonna do something, you get a punishment. Something.
I thought hugging my dad was a punishment for you guys, but you all seem really excited about trying to hug
him. I'm not hugging your dad.
I'm gonna hug your dad.
I'd be surprised if your dad remembers my name. So I'm gonna
Are you kidding? Come on.
He will.
Oh, you were at my house like 100 times growing up.
George, I just rewatched Hot Rod. The dad from Hot Rod reminds me so much of your dad.
Ooh, can I give a George strength? George in our text message said that he's going to, when he talks to everyone and shakes their hand, he says, hi, good to see you. Another one that he says is, hi, you look great. I've never did that to anyone. I was like, dude, that is so good. That gives people confidence. They'd be like, I like George, and it opens up the conversation. That's a hell of an opener, George. Do you use that often?
Usually they say it back where it's like, no, you don't mean it.
So George, can I challenge you to differentiate from that? Can you just say like, hi, you look different?
Oh, to get something in their psyches?
Yeah, yeah, throw them off a little bit. Like, hi, and like, oh, I didn't recognize you.
Be like, dude, you look shorter. You think you could still swing the same?
Yeah.
See, the problem for this outing for Owen and I think, is this is like a high school reunion where like a lot of people know, I feel like, Kevin and Dennis from Strongsville High School, but it's like through affiliation and don't know them all that well. So if you guys do something a little weird and quirky, they'll just be like, oh, we don't really know those guys. Where if like Owen and I do something like that sticks in their memory, it's just like, oh, man. Effed up. And
why
I don't know about
care about these people.
I don't. I was gonna say I'm not that. I, George, I'm not that worried about it. But I just don't talk to people in general. I try to avoid them.
Our high school reunions or anything like that.
I wasn't even invited.
Well, neither was I. But that guy had my phone number when he wanted to refer me to a knife salesman to do door to door knife sales. He had my number for that, but he didn't have my number for the high school reunion.
All right, let me transition back into golf. As we all know, birdies require a cigar celebration.
Yes.
Any other standards we should hold ourselves to?
Birdies get cigars, but that also means like first birdie we get a cigar, and that's probably the only cigar I'd smoke the whole time.
I feel like bogeys require us to take our shirts off for the
we
next
need to be
hole
punished. I'm not taking my shirt off. I'm not doing anything again, where other people see us and be like, look at those jackasses.
But Owen's not worried about it, though. He's not worried
He's not worried about his spine.
No. You got it wrong. I'm not worried about individual people. Everyone as a whole, I'd be just as embarrassed. Doesn't matter if I know him or not. It doesn't matter.
How about a bogey we can't talk until we get...
Oh, no, you can't drink.
No.
Can you imagine?
It's like part of the whole fun.
Or a birdie.
No, I think bogey, whoever, they need to walk they got to walk the next
one. It's all the same. It's a scramble. Yeah.
No, but there's going to be one person that really fucked it up that we are counting on that's like, I got this, and they didn't get it.
That's toxic. We're not going to score well if we start getting on each other.
That's so toxic.
You guys, I'm trying to just get Dennis to walk more because he says that we didn't push him enough. And he said he was fat. So
I'm not walking. I'm done walking.
I'm not walking.
6 months from now.
Dennis doing his Wolf of Wall Street. I'm not walking.
I'm not fucking walking.
How about after a bogey, we have to designate a hype guy? Or no, we have to designate a star. And so the star, we all get really positive around.
Positive vibes. George is the star. give us a thumbs up to give us a little emoji or whatever.
George's.
There we go. Yeah, we got fireworks. Ooh, do we need those?
Fireworks. We should bring fireworks. Like if we get like an eagle, we light off some fireworks.
Put some firecrackers in the hole.
Yeah.
We should look into potentially like not exactly like a dog whistle, but a whistle that we could blow when someone's in their backswing, mm-hmm. but they don't know it came from us, but we still do it. Kind of like really fuck people up. So a real high pitched one that we don't even notice. And when it happens, we all look around too.
Okay.
That might be something to look into, guys. Right.
I'm into it. I think that's a good idea.
I do have some real strategy stuff. The ChatGPT thing's not working. It was going to give us a whole layout of.
Wait, Dennis, can you see me rolling my eyes?
But some strategy I heard was when you're going for the green, have the first person just try to get on the green. Just whoever's the first person to go, get on the green.
Dude, no shit.
What a novel
idea.
Not
towards the hole, though. I'm just saying, get on the green. Be on the green.
Dude, that is wherever. The hole strategy. First person goes, put the safest shot up. Then if you get a safe shot, then you try to get more aggressive.
Wait, no, I want to hear more of these tips.
Yeah, I do too.
All right.
Hit it straight or something.
Yeah, put it in the hole.
Have one person hit it straight.
It said everyone should be a really good putter. That would help a lot.
That is the thing. We should putt. We should putt a lot before the.
Oh, and it said
before practice.
It this was good advice. It said we have to be aggressive the entire time.
Okay, I like that.
Because we're not going to win unless we're aggressive.
I like that.
So
I see us getting aggressive early and it not paying off. I think here's the thing. I think we play not aggressive right at the beginning, get a groove, and if we're playing pretty good, then we get really aggressive. Like, we need to put together two pars.
Oh, and can I play devil's advocate here for a second?
Sure.
Yes.
I said we get aggressive as fuck, and we just fucking, every
oh my
swing
God.
Is the best swing
you know
ever
what?
Had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it. Dude, I'm so, but like,
let's just go
don't
out there and be
swing
like,
so fucking hard you're gonna swing out of your shoes.
No.
Swing. Keep your rhythm the same, but make shots that are like, should I just lay up or should I go for it? We're fucking going for it every single time.
Yeah.
I swing and I'm still in my shoes, fucking shoot me. Like,
gun to my head.
pull the trigger. Amen. Let's just go aggressive, like literally, like we're
it's
four
the only
people.
Way we can win.
Yeah.
We have to be going out there like do you know who Brooks Koepka is?
No, who's that?
I feel familiar. Like that guy's such a douchebag, but that's the mentality we gotta have is like we're the best players out here.
Yeah. And we should watch hype videos before too. We should
keep
I you know what, instead of music playlist, hype video, we maybe listen to Andy Elliott and Grant Cardone the whole time.
10x.
You need to 10x those putts.
We're definitely not going to get to the playlist, so I like this.
Dude, it's 7:30. We have 9:30.
Let's rifle them off.
No, are we done with our strategies? Do we have anything else?
Our strategy is no strategy. Everybody just
be aggressive.
Hit the shot that you want to hit and fucking go. Let's go.
Right? George is not in. George is not in, but George is putting out the vibes. So we need a vibes guy to like kind of smooth out the edges sometimes. But if vibes guy is trying to bring things down and say, hey, maybe we should play it safe, we got to tell him to fuck off.
Wait, I want
to
know who.
I'm just shaking my head.
We got a vibes guy.
Oh, sorry.
Guy. What are the other guys?
Zen guy.
I'll be the Zen guy for sure.
Dennis, I think you should hit first, so you should be our aggressive guy.
Dennis is our aggressive guy for sure.
We need Dennis to take on a persona, like a
Dennis. Like I want you to swing as big as you've ever swung.
What would Tony Double D do? We need Tony Double D.
Ooh, yeah. Should I wear the glasses? You need to have Tony Double D energy. You know, I'm not a positive guy, but I'll be the positivity. I know that's a little, is that too much the same as vibes?
No, a positive guy. I think it's two vibes, guys.
Vibes, you're discounting the vibes, Dennis, because vibes guy isn't just positivity. It's kind of like he puts out the vibes.
I'm going to be the good aura guy. Just like a good aura around us.
So we're all vibes, guys. This is what it's turning out to. We have some skill that we might be able to dig deep and grasp onto.
Dennis is going to be the good aura guy. Owen will be the good vibes guy. I'll be the good energy guy. I'm going to be the George is the positive guy.
I'm the guy that says, you know, I'm just going to fucking put it in the middle. Put it in the middle, guy.
And I'm good.
You guys fuck it up. I'm going to walk up and be like, I'm just going to put it in the middle. And that's what's
Can I summarize it as this? Like, let's have no strategy. Our strategy is everybody just think they're going to hit the best shot they've ever hit their entire life. Every shot.
Okay.
Like that. And let's go.
And let's be just aggressive.
Aggressive as fuck. We're either negative or what is it? Under 15 or over 15. I don't care.
This group contradicts itself so much. Dude. We're not gonna have a strategy, but we're gonna be aggressive.
No, we're gonna be over aggressive.
But wait, hold on. I have a rule for this. So I think we should have some sort of punishment if you hit like a complete dribbler or like a complete duff.
Yeah, especially when in times of need.
I agree with that.
I think you walk.
Discuss.
I don't know. I don't think walking, because if I'm stuck walking, I'm going to be so fucking pissed.
Yeah. I still think it's take your shirt off. Like, there's nothing more embarrassing.
Kevin, we're not taking our shirt off. I know you just wanted an excuse to take your shirt off. We already gave him an excuse to hug everybody.
Kevin, Kevin's onto something, though. We need something that's going to really punish us. And taking off a shirt sounds fucking terrible. And if you have to walk, it's a walk of shame for a whole hole and say, I screwed up, or like, I'm a bad boy. Someone asks you, why is your shirt off? You have to say, because I'm a bad boy and I hit a bad shot. I can't put it on until the hole is over.
My other thing in my head is that like you have to walk like Billy Madison, or is it not Billy Madison? Happy Gilmore, with like the club in between your legs and ride it like a horse. Is my other.
Oh God,
We got to think of a punishment. I'm okay not doing a shirt off because Dennis has been trying to.
I don't want people drinking more as a punishment. That should just be for pure pleasure.
Gosh, I don't know.
Well, one other thing I'll just say, if you do hit a dribbler and it turns out really well, you know how like sometimes you're like 100 like yards away, you hit a pitching wedge and you hit it like on the ground and it rolls up perfectly.
Bump and run, George.
Bump and run guy over here. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to buy a MAGA hat, and the person who performs poorly has to wear the MAGA hat until they hit a good shot. What do you think about that?
That's fine. I could do it.
Yeah. I think half the people there would probably support that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they'd be like, I fucking love that hat.
But you're going to have that awkward conversation like, yeah. It's a joke.
No. All right. If you fuck up, you have to go on Instagram Live.
Yeah. I do like that.
With the MAGA hat.
With the MAGA hat? Okay.
Not with the MAGA hat.
No. I like it with the MAGA hat.
No. I like the or a dunce cap. Just a fucking dumbass hat. That's kind of good because that's old school punishment. Just a stupid little hat.
I don't know. Then we'll be rooting for it, and then that's kind of counterintuitive.
No. We're going to be pissed.
No,
if you have to put on the fucking hat, yeah, I'm gonna be like, dude, you put on the fucking hat.
No,
I'll golf worse if I'm
that wouldn't bother me though. Wearing a hat,
really? Dude,
this hat though.
I'm trying to think if I like had to dip my, if I had to dip my foot into
what?
Water.
What, Kevin?
That would bother me. Maybe that's it. We could get to dip your foot in the water. You guys there?
Yeah, dip your foot in the water, man. Whoa, that's crazy. Is that what you have to do?
Yeah.
No. You're not okay. Dipping your foot in the water.
That's the worst thing I could think of being out there is my foot being wet.
God, let's just take our shirts off.
I like the hat. I like the hat. And if we wanted to get a little crazier and we needed to get a little crazier for Dennis because he needs to be punished because he's a bad little boy, then we can make it a little harder.
Yeah, we could add a spanking. We could add two spankings.
It's like, are you guys going to bend me over or what?
That was Dennis's first suggestion in the text chat.
Yeah, spanking it was.
I do have a MAGA hat if you guys want it.
Do you? Yeah, bring it. We need it for the. Right. We need it for the.
I gotta find it. I bought it when he first was running because I'm like, this guy's not gonna win. This is gonna be a collector's item.
It still probably is if it's the first edition.
Yeah, it is from like 2015.
Amazing. Yeah, we need to wear it.
All right.
Any objections?
Dennis's thing was dipping his foot in water.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That would be the worst thing. You're out there and you have a wet shoe.
Oh, I was picturing you take your little socks and shoes off and you dip it in there and twirl it around. I thought the punishment is that maybe a fish is going to nibble at your toe.
I know. I when I'm with you, I pictured my toesies are wet.
This is so terrible. Shoe. It's so hot out.
Your shoe.
Dude, no, we're not doing anything that's going to worsen our chances of winning.
That's the hard part.
Yeah, you're going to be walking around with soggy socks.
Are we doing the playlist? Or are we calling it?
Well, one last thing. If we get longest drive, are we splitting the profits? And if we got closest to hole, are we splitting the profits? Or does the person that actually shoots it keeps it? Because I won longest drive 1 year and one hole.
I never got any money for that.
I know. I kept it because we didn't have that rule up. So let's make that rule
right
now.
I think we split it. Let's.
It's a team effort. It was like 2-something. I don't know. It was long. It was.
You guys don't remember? Yeah.
I walked out with a bunch of cash two years ago.
It was like near the end, right? It was one of the last holes.
I don't know. There's only 2 holes that they do longest drive on. And I got one. Someone else got the other. And we got close to getting closest to the pin. So that just shows that we fucking could put this together and we can win this. Yeah. You know how many people are out there? There's a ton of people that are playing. We just need to get some good shots put together and fucking putt the ball. We need a putt.
Yes.
That is our biggest problem. We need to fucking putt the ball.
I feel good.
You guys, I think we can win it. All I'm saying is let's not put too much pressure on ourselves. And let's have a good time.
Vibes guy is out. Vibes guy is out. Who is this pessimist?
That was just so pumped.
Yeah, you're a pessimist, George. We don't need pessimism. We need only positive vibes.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
Not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
Kevin, any, go.
Yeah, if you're you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.